This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Community advocates are calling on the government to move beyond temporary fixes and commit to a permanent passenger rail network connecting the Golden Triangle, which is Auckland, Waikato and Bay of Plenty. And they're asking people to demonstrate their local backing for Te Huia by gathering this weekend on Sunday for a Stack the Station event at Frankton Station at 2 o'clock. This follows a similar kind of event back in 2024 and will mark the official launch of a petition calling for permanent three-way connection between the three areas in the Golden Triangle. To tell me more about this, I have on the line now Lindsay Horn, who is spokesperson for the group The Future is Rail. Morena, Lindsay. Thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Morena, Mike, and I love the theme of rock and roll and rolling onto the train track.
Yeah, I thought I had that kind of a feel. Lindsay, tell me first of all a bit about, before we launch into what the event's about, tell me about this advocacy group, The Future is Rail. It's a national organisation which is now focused on the future of Te Huia.
Yeah, we're a group of community advocates and rail experts that are calling for the return of long distance passenger trains, and we've had some really successful campaigns during COVID-19. The Northern Explorer, which travels between Wellington and Auckland, was under threat, and so our campaigns helped save that service, and it's now continuing to run. In fact, I'm going to be catching it tomorrow, which I'm really looking forward to. Some of you will have been seeing that there's been the return of passenger train in the South Island from Christchurch down to Dunedin and Invercargill, and our team has been calling for the return of that mainlander line for a long time as well. And we've also been throwing support behind other initiatives in other areas, and particularly the Lower North Island with the Capital Connection. And yeah, for us, we just see so many great benefits with being able to travel by train. Firstly, it's really safe. You know, we see so many crashes and deaths on our roads, especially with big trucks and people driving unsafely and driving at night time. I'm from Tauranga, and so the Kaimai Ranges is really a treacherous road. And lots of people feel nervous driving it or don't have access to a car and can't drive it, which leaves them with not many options. And so we've seen a whole range of people support long-distance passenger trains. Older folk, people with young children who, you know, want to be able to get up and move around and access a bathroom, people who can't drive, people with an accessibility need, young students, people traveling in big groups, people traveling with bicycles who want to do, you know, a bike trip. It really is for everyone.
Okay, that's a good summary of what you're about. You sound as if, as an organisation, you've had plenty of practice. You possibly are well-versed now with what it takes to get into the ear of ministers and government agencies that need to hear what you've got to say.
Look, honestly, it's just about showing community support. And we're so lucky because the Te Huia train is so well-beloved in the Waikato and Auckland region. It's smashed its patronage targets. It's got one of the highest farebox recovery rates. They've had to add extra services on because it's been so popular. The assumption when it first started was that it's just a commuter train, which, don't get me wrong, it certainly is. A lot of people are using it to travel for work and to connect our economies. But we're seeing that there's so many more people who are using it to go shopping, to access healthcare, to go to festivals. And it's just a really, really popular service. And there's been a lot of calls for more stops along the way, particularly in North Waikato. So Te Kauwhata and Tuakau, and anyone who's driven up to Auckland knows how much Pokeno is growing. So for us, it's just really shining a spotlight on the community that's already there and supportive for the service as well. And don't get me started on Tauranga and how much they are excited for a passenger train service as well. So that's definitely the next step.
Well, who do you have to get into the ear of? Is it Waka Kotahi itself, or do you need to go higher?
So there's three key decision makers. It's at a local and regional level. It's our local councils, and that would also include Auckland Council, but in the Waikato, that's Hamilton City and the Waikato Regional Council. To date, The Waikato Regional Council in Hamilton City have been extremely supportive. And if you put this in the bigger context of like New Zealand and zooming out, they're really leading the way in interregional public transport services. The fact that they set this service up, that they've committed to it, that we've got beautiful stations, and especially in Rotokori, you know, they've been really championing this service. But we do still want to make sure the councils keep fighting for Te Huia. Then, of course, yes, Waka Kotahi is the funding body. They've got the dollars, but they are directed by the NZTA board and by the ministers of transport as well. So we are definitely looking to the higher ups at Waka Kotahi and the government.
Well, NZTA is preparing an argument on whether to extend Te Huia's trial for another year, and they'll be getting a lot of pressure from further up in government to make sure they keep their costs under control. Given the amount of support that the service has had in the time that it's been operating, plus the support from local councils, is it actually at risk, or is it reasonably secure that it will get support for another year?
We're hopeful that there's a good chance that it will go ahead. I mean, it's already reached its patronage goals, it's reached its emissions goals, and this is all despite the fact that it started during COVID-19 when we had lockdowns. And anyone who's been up in Auckland and travelling on the metro network up there will know that the Auckland network has been shut down a lot because of the 2026 City Rail Link that will be opening. And so Te Huia hasn't been able to actually enter into the network because of closures. But so despite all of those setbacks, it's still surpassing its targets. So we think it's a no-brainer. But the way that we set up interregional public transport in this country, we really want to lift the gaze, and rather than, you know, put it on a trial for 5 years or kind of give it funding in drips and drabs, you know, this is a proper passenger service, and so many other countries around the world, you know, invest properly in this and have a long-term vision and future for their services. If you look over to Australia, the amount of growth that they've seen in rail in Melbourne and Sydney and Queensland, they're really connecting their regions. And honestly, that's the discussion that we need to be having, rather than like, will they, won't they extend the trial? It really should be about, where are they going to put the next stops? How many more services should they add? When can we start electrification to Tauranga so that we can get a transport link via train through to the Bay of Plenty?
Well, those are arguments to be had a little later on, I guess, because the here and now is we've got to convince them to go for another year with the trial. But I hear what you're saying, that there are bigger issues to be argued and to be fought for. So what are the steps that you need to take? Like, you've got this event happening this weekend. What is that going to do?
Yeah, so but you're right. In the first instance, we would like to see the Te Huia trial extended for 1 year. And then what will happen off the back of that is there will be a decision about whether Te Huia will roll into permanent funding. And so, again, we want to show that this event is going to demonstrate the popularity of that service and the amount of community support for that. But also, it's an election year. Like, we want this to be on political parties' policy agendas. We want to see them out there campaigning for Golden Triangle Rail. We want to see that they are listening and that they are going to commit to growing that service into the future.
Okay, you've brought up the election. Have you canvassed other parties other than those in government at the moment to see what kind of traction you might get with them?
Yes, and it's looking really supportive. I mean, I can't say too much, but passenger rail definitely crosses the political divide. It's one of those aspects where people see the community benefits, they see the economic benefits of connecting different regions, and particularly for the Golden Triangle, where what's good for freight is good for passenger rail, like that freight corridor is a really, really important freight corridor between Tauranga Port and Auckland. And so if we can electrify that line, get better improvements there, that's going to be good for both freight and passenger rail as well. And then we also know that half the population lives in the Golden Triangle. And so it just makes sense to invest in that area and provide people with better transport connections so that they can have access to jobs, access to healthcare, and visit their loved ones.
I can see why you're the spokesperson for the group, Lindsay. You argue well. tell me then about Sunday. This is happening at 2 o'clock at Frankton Station, calling it Stack the Station. You would like to see many more than 200 people there, right?
Yeah, well, last time we hosted something like this, over 200 people showed up. So that's our baseline. And we know that the community is super, super supportive of Tahuia. It's also going to be a beautiful day. It's a family-friendly event. Mr. Whippy's coming down. We're going to see if we can get a sausage sizzle going. It's going to be a fun day. Tahuia is going to roll through the station at about 2:40, so we'll get a nice big photo with that. It should actually be a really fun day, so I invite anyone to come down with their friends, their family, with their pets. And we're going to officially launch the petition calling for Golden Triangle by train, and it's going to be a fun afternoon.
It sounds good. About the petition, how long is that going to be open for before you will be submitting it?
We're going to be keeping it open for a while. We really want to get some good numbers behind that, especially given that it's an election year. So people who are interested in signing that petition can find it on Action Station. Just search for Action Station and Golden Triangle by train, and you can give that petition an autograph.
Excellent. Stack the Station this Sunday, 2 o'clock at Frankton Station, and be at the launch of the petition and show your support for what Tahuia and that Golden Triangle rail connection could mean. Lindsay, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Lindsay Horn, spokesperson for the group The Future is Rail. And again, that event is Stack the Station at Frankton Station, 2 o'clock this Sunday, the 1st of February.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.